One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say every good story starts with a place, and if you've ever set foot inside Detroit's oldest bar, you'll understand why the two-way in might just be that place. Tucked away in a quiet corner of the city's northeast side, this 19th century saloon has seen its share of history. Opened in 1876, it began as a humble general store and local jail, a place where disputes were settled over a stiff drink, and sometimes, when tempers flared, something a little more permanent. Some say that the echoes of those fiery nights never left. Locals whisper about the ghost of a cowboy gunned down in a fatal shootout, whose spirit still lingers by the bar, perhaps waiting for one last round. Shadowy figures dart across the rooms, just out of reach, and disembodied voices call out when the night grows still. Even the staff, hardened to the bar's creaks and groans, admit there's something about the place they can't explain. Paranormal investigators. They love it here. Equipment lights up, cameras catch strange movements, and those brave enough to stay after hours often leave with stories that'll raise the hairs on the back of your neck. So tonight, we're stepping back in time into a place where history, legend, and the unexplained all collide over a cold drink and a warm fire. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. If you walk down Mount Elliott Street in Detroit past the factories and tucked away residential patches, you'll eventually come upon a modest, two-story building that doesn't immediately scream haunted. Its weathered brick facade and wooden accents carry the charm of another era because it is from another era. This is the Two-Way Inn. A survivor of Detroit's industrial rise and fall, this bar has outlived the original roads that brought patrons to its doors. And what a story it has to tell. The tale of the Two-Way Inn begins in the year 1876. America had just celebrated its centennial, and Detroit was a thriving industrial hub, its skyline climbing with smokestacks and opportunity. The building that now houses the bar started its life not as a place of revelry, but of routine necessity. It served as a general store for the growing community and, intriguingly, as a local jail. Yes, just a single cell, but enough to lock away troublemakers who got a little too rowdy on those hard, working-class nights. Even now, that cell remains part of the building, a stark, iron reminder of its dual role in keeping the peace and serving the public. Back then, the neighborhood was known as Fairview Village, a working-class enclave that attracted farmers, factory workers, and tradesmen. The store supplied tools and goods for daily life, while the adjoining jail kept law and order in check. In an era before rapid police response times, a small holding cell like this wasn't just practical. It was essential. But like many buildings with long lives, the Two-Way Inn didn't stay in one role for long. By the close of the 19th century, as industry boomed and Detroit's social life flourished, the building transitioned into a full-time saloon. The change fit the neighborhood's needs. Workers poured in after long shifts, eager for a stiff drink and some lively conversation. Soldiers returning from postings or passing through town stopped in for respite. And so, the Two-Way Inn cemented itself not only as a community fixture, but also as a social crossroads. Saloon culture in those days was rough and tumble. Arguments were settled over card games, disputes flared into physical altercations, and yes, there were whispers, of gunfights. Some say those whispers are more than just colorful tales. Among the most persistent legends tied to the Two-Way Inn is that of a cowboy who met his end right on the premises, the result of a heated confrontation that escalated fatally. The local archives fall frustratingly short of confirming the exact incident. Oral history keeps the memory alive. Former owners, patrons, and local historians alike have recounted versions of the story. A man in Western garb, an argument that spiraled beyond words, and a single echoing gunshot. That cowboy, if he existed, is now considered one of the resident spirits. Sightings of a spectral figure dressed in cowboy attire have become part of the tavern's folklore. Witnesses describe him as a tall man, shadowed but unmistakably Western in appearance, lingering near the bar or by the old jail cell as if forever trapped between past and present. Paranormal investigators often cite this as a classic case of what they call residual haunting. The theory suggests that traumatic or emotionally charged events imprint energy into the environment, playing back like a film loop for those sensitive, or perhaps just lucky enough to perceive it. But before we dive too deep into the spectral side, it's worth meeting the living stewards of this legend. Over the decades, the Two-Way Inn has passed through several owners, each respecting the building's historic bones while nurturing its spirited reputation. The current ownership, along with the dedicated staff, don't shy away from the bar's eerie fame. In fact, they embrace it. Bartenders readily share stories with curious patrons, and it's not uncommon for them to lead informal tours of the bar's most haunted corners. Their openness isn't about sensationalism, it's about preserving history, haunted or otherwise. Local historians have also played a key role in documenting the bar's transformation. The Detroit Historic Designation Advisory Board acknowledges the Two-Way Inn's significance not just as a saloon, but as a living artifact of the city's East Side history. And paranormal groups like Detroit Paranormal Expeditions have made it a regular stop, adding layers of modern investigation to the oral traditions that have kept the stories alive. And it's these firsthand testimonies that have kept the legend of the Two-Way Inn breathing. Staff members report feeling watched when closing up alone at night. Bartenders recount how glasses have inexplicably slid across the bar or crashed to the floor when no one was near. One former employee even claimed to hear his own name whispered softly in his ear, only to turn around and find himself entirely alone. Of course, not everyone is quick to chalk these experiences up to the paranormal. There are rational voices in this chorus, too. Environmental factors in a building of this age are, frankly, inevitable. Over nearly 150 years, materials settle, wood warps, and old iron fixtures creak. Drafts from aging door frames and windows can produce the unsettling sensation of cold spots. Floors, uneven and worn smooth by thousands of footsteps, naturally produce groans and pops that can easily be mistaken for ghostly footsteps. And then there's the psychological factor, one that plays a significant role in places like the Two-Way Inn. Environmental psychologists have long studied the effects of suggestion in perceived hauntings. When visitors step into a space already primed with tales of spectral cowboys and mysterious shadows, their senses are heightened and they're more likely to interpret normal occurrences as supernatural events. A cold breeze from an open window feels like an icy touch from the beyond. The clink of settling glass becomes spectral mischief. Once you know the stories, your mind can do the rest. There's also something to be said about the building's electrical systems. Paranormal investigators often bring along electromagnetic field EMF detectors, as fluctuations are sometimes associated with reported hauntings. However, in old buildings like the Two-Way Inn, outdated wiring can produce these same spikes, leading to feelings of nausea, anxiety, or the hair-raising sensation of being watched. Such phenomena have scientific explanations, though believers argue that the timing of these spikes, often coinciding with reported encounters, merits closer scrutiny. Yet despite these logical counterpoints, the staff and regular patrons remain convinced there's something unusual at play. And perhaps that's part of the magic of a place like the Two-Way Inn. It sits comfortably at the intersection of history and mystery, welcoming skeptics and believers alike. The old jail cell in the corner isn't just a relic. It's a tangible link to the past. The weathered wooden bar, the creaking floors, the whispered stories, they all combine to create an atmosphere that feels charged, whether by history or by something more spectral. As night settles over Detroit and the neon beer signs flicker to life, the two-way inn continues to stand as both a neighborhood gathering place and a portal to another time. Patrons come for the cold drinks and warm company, but they often leave with something more, a story, a chill, a moment when the past felt just a little too close for comfort. But what happens when the strange occurrences go beyond creaking floors and cold drafts? What happens when shadowy figures seem to watch you from the corners? Or when disembodied voices answer your questions? That's where we're heading next. Because in the dim corners of the two-way inn, things are just starting to get interesting. As we move deeper into the shadows of the two-way inn, the stories shift from curious old tales to unsettling, first-hand experiences that defy easy explanation. This isn't just about creaky floors anymore. These are the moments that turn skeptics into believers, or at least give them pause. Let's start with what many say is the most commonly witnessed phenomenon inside these old walls, the shadow figures. It's not just one or two reports. Time and again, patrons, employees, and investigators describe dark, human-shaped forms that slip silently across rooms, most often around the original jail cell or near the back corners of the saloon. What's unnerving is the consistency. Descriptions match across different witnesses and even different years. These aren't fleeting glimpses you can dismiss as tricks of the light. These shadows often linger, move deliberately, and sometimes appear to observe the living before vanishing into thin air. Investigators with Detroit Paranormal Expeditions have spent hours trying to capture these figures on camera. While direct footage remains elusive, ghosts rarely cooperate with video schedules. They've recorded unexplained changes in ambient light levels and equipment malfunctions precisely when witnesses claim to see a shadow. Some theorists believe these entities could be intelligent hauntings, entities aware of their environment and capable of interacting with it. Others argue they're classic examples of residual energy, echoes of long-forgotten patrons etched into the very fabric of the building. Then there are the sounds, disembodied voices, arguably one of the most chilling reports tied to the two-way inn. Patrons have heard everything from hushed conversations that stop abruptly when investigated to clear, unmistakable shouts as if someone is calling out from the past. During a 2021 EVP session conducted by local investigators, a voice seemingly responded to a question about the cowboy, whispering what sounded like, "I'm here." The recording, while open to interpretation, remains one of the most intriguing pieces of evidence to emerge from the inn. Even casual visitors have stumbled into auditory encounters. A couple celebrating a birthday in one of the side rooms reportedly heard their names spoken aloud, only to realize no one else was nearby. Skeptics suggest sound can carry in strange ways in old buildings, especially with uneven surfaces and hard wooden panels. But believers point out that the voices often seem directly relevant to those present, as if responding intentionally. And of course, it's not just voices and shadows. Physical disturbances have also been reported. Bartenders talk about glasses sliding along the bar as though nudged by invisible hands, and in some cases, tipping over entirely without warning. One employee even described a stack of coasters launching itself from the counter in the dead of night. No wind, no bump, no one nearby. Just an unseen force making its presence known in the most tangible way possible. Temperature anomalies are another recurring theme. Investigators using thermal cameras have detected sudden, unexplained cold spots. Brief pockets of frigid air appearing in rooms with otherwise stable temperatures. These drops often coincide with reported sightings or feelings of being watched, adding a physical dimension to the spectral claims. And let's not forget the electromagnetic fluctuations. Detroit Paranormal Expeditions frequently records EMF spikes in certain areas of the bar, particularly near the old jail cell and in the corner booths. While some argue this could be old wiring at play, the timing of these spikes, lining up with reports of shadow movements or audible voices, has kept believers convinced there's more to the story. The human element of these encounters cannot be overstated. Some of the most compelling accounts come from the regular patrons and longtime employees who have spent countless hours within these walls. One bartender recalled locking up for the night, only to hear footsteps trailing her as she walked through the empty bar. When she turned, expecting a late straggler, there was no one there, just the steady sound of her own heartbeat rising in her chest. Another employee shared a chilling story of hearing what sounded like a raspy breath, just inches from her ear, so close she could feel it. When she spun around, she found nothing but empty air. Guests, too, have added to the growing catalog of eerie encounters. A man attending a private event at the bar reported feeling an intense pressure on his chest, like an invisible weight pressing down on him. Concerned it might be a medical episode, he left the bar for fresh air, and the sensation vanished instantly. He later learned that the very spot where he'd felt the pressure was directly adjacent to the jail cell, adding a layer of unnerving context to the experience. With all this activity, it's no surprise the two-way in has become a magnet for paranormal investigators both local and national. Detroit Paranormal Expeditions has made multiple return trips, each time collecting new data. Their findings include unexplained orbs of light captured on camera, EVPs with distinct voices, and even personal experiences of team members feeling touched or shoved during investigations. The Two-Way Inn's haunted reputation has also drawn attention from media outlets and documentary filmmakers. Local news segments have featured the bar, and it's regularly listed in Detroit's top haunted locations. These features often focus on the balance the Two-Way Inn strikes between embracing its ghostly tales and remaining a beloved neighborhood tavern. It's not a gimmick here. It's history, lived and remembered in both the seen and unseen. As we look at the bigger picture, theories abound as to why this location remains so active. Some point to the building's age and historical use as the perfect recipe for paranormal energy. The transformation from jail to saloon adds layers of human emotion, fear, anger, joy, and sorrow, all potentially imprinted on the space. Others speculate that the specific geography of the area might play a role. There's a theory in paranormal circles about stone tape, suggesting that natural materials in buildings can absorb and replay emotional energy under the right conditions. The old stone and wood of the Two-Way Inn certainly fit the bill. Skeptics maintain that natural explanations could cover most, if not all, of these incidents. Environmental conditions in aging buildings, psychological suggestion, and even carbon monoxide leaks, which can cause hallucinations and feelings of dread, are all valid points of inquiry. However, the sheer consistency and volume of experiences at the Two-Way Inn push the conversation beyond mere coincidence. And then, there's the cowboy. His legend persists, not just because it's a good story, but because so many continue to feel his presence. Whether it's a shadow caught out of the corner of the eye, a bootstep echoing across an empty room, or a chilling whisper that seems to drift from nowhere, the cowboy remains the Two-Way Inn's most famous and perhaps most enigmatic resident spirit. As the night wears on and the bar quiets, those who linger sometimes report a curious sensation, like the past creeping up from behind, just close enough to brush against your consciousness. Maybe it's the atmosphere, maybe it's history itself, or maybe, just maybe, it's something more. What's clear is this: the Two-Way Inn continues to be a place where history and mystery mingle in every shadow, every creak, every unexplained whisper that drifts through the air. And whether you visit for the cold beer, the warm company, or the chance to experience something unexplainable, you'll leave with a story, one that'll stay with you long after you've stepped back out into the Detroit night. When you step into the Two-Way Inn, you're not just grabbing a drink at Detroit's oldest bar. You're pulling up a seat at the intersection of history and mystery. It's the kind of place where the walls feel like they're listening, and every creak underfoot feels just a little too deliberate. Maybe it's the weight of nearly 150 years of human emotion soaked into the floorboards. Maybe it's something else entirely. What we've uncovered here is a layered story built on cold, hard history and warmed by the fire of human imagination, or perhaps even something beyond imagination. There's no question the 2AN is a place with a rich past. It started as a general store and jail, evolved into a bustling saloon, and eventually found itself at the heart of Detroit's paranormal map. Along the way, it collected not only artifacts and memories, but whispers of a world just out of reach. The rational side of me wants to lean on the creaky floors, the drafty rooms, the old wiring, and the power of suggestion. Environmental factors can certainly explain a lot, and there's good science to back that up. But even with that in mind, I can't help but be intrigued by the sheer consistency of these reports over decades. Independent witnesses, professional investigators, staff, and patrons all pointing to the same strange moments. Shadow figures, phantom voices, icy touches in warm rooms. So here's the thing. About places like the 2A Inn, whether you believe in ghosts or not, you can't deny the human need for stories. They're the way we connect to the past, understand the unexplained, and frankly, keep things a little more interesting. Because let's be honest, what's a good night at the bar without a tale or two to chill your spine along with your beer? And maybe that's the magic of the 2A Inn. It serves up both in equal measure, a cold drink and a warm, lingering question. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.